start now.
We'll go into the regular meeting of the Board of Supervisors. We were a little bit long on the previous meeting, so it's 8:51, June 25th, 2014. Please stand for pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open meeting acts is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byer, Sitzer. Next is the consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of the general agenda. Approval of minutes from the meeting held June 11, 2014. Approve all claims through June 25, 2014 in the amount of $2,441,261.92. Wow, Myron, you opened up the checklist.
I'll explain some of those in finance.
This is the last claim of the last
claim. This is the last claim period for the budget, and that's a lot of it, and there's a lot of transfers, and we'll go over some of those in finance, yeah.
Okay. Approve and place on file all correspondence received. Approve auditing services by Schultz & Associates for the year ending June 30th, 2014. That is the consent agenda consisting of item 1 through 5. Need a motion to approve.
I would move approval.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn.
Matt,
discussion.
Just
yes,
one, you know, one quick other comment. This year, by approval of the board, we'll have Schultz & Associates do the year-end audit. Don and I have already had a discussion about the fact that next year we're looking at probably having the state auditor's office again coming down and doing it. I believe we had that like 4 years ago. And just so people are kind of aware of that.
And some people may ask, why would you bring the state auditor down? And we think that's a good thing to do periodically. They showed up at our doorstep and you know, under the guise of full disclosure, and they presented some things to us that we hadn't thought of before. So we looked at things differently. So we think that's a good thing to do. Okay, so I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Any more discussion? Vote 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to the Board of Supervisors regular meeting. We can come back to it. If Galen feels like he wants to say something, we'll come back. So, we'll jump into committee reports. We do have a Veterans Honors that we're going to do at 9 o'clock as a timed event. So we've got a little bit of time here. We'll jump into Building and Grounds and Winter Lights.
We have nothing.
Equalization.
We have lots, but you're hearing it.
Finance and insurance.
Yeah, some of these are transfers. When we set the budget up, we had allocated or planned on doing a lot of these transfers, and that's what a bunch of them were here. We did $200,000 into economic development, and that is partly for the funding for that and partly so that we can set up. During budget, we had the discussion of revolving maybe loan fund, which right now the county has nothing. When these companies are coming to town, the city has CBDG and the other sales tax ones, which they can draw out of. We have no fund for that except, I guess, inheritance. If the county would ever participate in one of those, now we're going to have $100,000 set in that account to have there when somebody comes to us or whatever. And we had that discussion when we did the budget.
That did come out of inheritance.
And that did, both of those came out of inheritance, the $200,000. Then we transferred also $193,700 to the road and bridge sinking fund, and that also came out of inheritance.
One of the other larger tickets was some of the armor coating we paid, so that was several thousand dollars toward the end. So that all these things bumped our audit up.
Yeah. Then you also had a transfer road and bridge
funds to operate the department.
And just from, general into theirs. And $400,000. So that added into this. We did have the Motorola bill of $380,000 and some odd dollars came in, and that did come out of inheritance too this time. We had what Don just talked about, the armor coating. They submitted a fair amount of their bill. $275,000 came out of road and bridge fund. The one we have, and that was in the budget, excuse me, that amount. And they also, another $64,000 came out of what would have been our bond, our bond fund. And then Galen said that in a committee meeting they discussed about that they're all done. The rest of the bill will be forthcoming probably in the next pay period or the next couple of pay periods here. And there's also more of that's coming out of the bond, which we'd agreed to do earlier and stuff. And I believe, Galen, last time you talked about like a $13,000 overrun because of the amount of gravel, and the net came in around $10,000 overrun from what the bids were. Yeah.
Just under
10,000. So that'll be, or like, I thought you said like $241 a mile or something, $240 a mile around that because of the...
$214,
that was it. Per mile more just because of the amount of gravel, extra gravel it took to do the job right or whatever. Otherwise, those all came in at bid or whatever. Then we also, this time, paid NERMA $254,906. And that's, the way Don explains this, that's kind of paying for next year. And the bill was due here. If you wanted to make corrections, it was due the 23rd, in which I wanted to also talk about. We did, last time we talked some about the deductibles. And I had several conversations off and on with Don here in the last couple of weeks. And one time I met up with John, and we also did that. And we did some more calculations. Don got a hold of NERMA. If we moved, in which we decided to do, one line higher up on our deductibles, in other words, the vehicles went from $250 per vehicle to $500 deductible, and the buildings went from $500 to $1,000 deductible. But our premium, we were saving around, I believe, $5,700 on that. We would have to have quite a few. Last year, we had four vehicles or six?
Four vehicles.
And then a couple other. But on four vehicles, our increase in deductible would actually be $1,000 only. And the buildings, if we had two again next year on claims on buildings, that increase would be an additional $500 each time, which would have been another $1,000. So we would spend $2,000 more next year if we had the same claims as we did this year, and we will be saving $5,700. So we can save somewhere, hopefully, $3,000 to $4,000 on this if the claims come in similar to this year. Now, the risk you take is if we have a whole bunch of claims, we could go above what. But we felt the $5,700, and if you started looking at the actual claims that we've had the last several years, we felt that we could save $3,000 to $4,000 doing it this way. So in the NERMA bill, it was less than last time. Last time we were right around $260,000, and it came in at $254,000 because of that. So
I'd like to add one thing on the bill part of it from the highway fund, or highway department. We had approximately $44,000 that we paid out just for rock and gravel and hauling cost. So it's something that the board has always been, good about, road upkeep, maintenance on the roads, but it costs money. That's what I was getting at. And also, there was a $15,361 payment on a motor grader lease. And Don looked that up for me. The final payment on that motor grader will be made on 10/15 of this year. So it will be paid off with the same final payment as what we just paid there. So that will be free.
One other bill we had, too, with the highway department was a little over $38,000 for the highway striping that we've done so far, too. That came in, and we paid that. And then I call them the EMS agreements that we have with the different squads in the Beatrice Library. Those are kind of year-end things so that they make sure they get theirs in, they put the claim in for that. Those two together was around $90,000. So those are some of the bigger ones and why we had so many, or why we had $2 million this time. Yeah, normally we're...
I could hardly type that figure on it.
Yeah. it's more of a year-end budget thing and just basically everybody getting their claims in before the year end, because it was the last claim period. This is the last claim period in the budget year. So, and some of the people are starting to get their budgets, proposed budgets back into Don, I've heard, or whatever and stuff. So we'll start visiting with those different departments and seeing and comparing. And once we get, now we can start getting in the final numbers and seeing what this year's budget actually closed out at, and then we can go from there, have some comparisons, and we'll start doing those in Finance Committee too, starting to have some of those discussions. So,
yeah, thanks. That, putting the budget together can be quite the arduous task.
Yes.
You have to learn how to tell Roger no and tell Gus no, and everybody wants stuff, but it does.
Why was I above him?
He's got a pistol. But no, thank you, because it does take quite a bit of time, and it's a big budget. So, thank you.
All right, we're going to jump right into our Veteran Honors Program. I'll call forward our Veteran Service Officer, Phil Ditbrenner, to make our presentation today. Phil.
Good morning. It's my honor and pleasure today to introduce to the board our latest nominee, Calvin King. Calvin joined the, or was inducted into the United States Army on September of 1944, and he served until November of 1946. Calvin served in the Pacific Theater of War. He was with Company F, 306th Infantry, 77th Division. Had a very detailed history of his service. He served on Okinawa at a place called Chocolate Drop Hill, where his unit had serious casualties. He was they lost a lot of people over there. Then he went back to the Philippines. After that, he was transferred over to the Army Air Corps, and he finished up his service in 1946 with the Army Air Corps. He was awarded the Philippine Liberation Medal, Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal, Army of Occupation Medal, World War II Victory Medal, Good Conduct Medal, the Combat Infantry Badge, and the Bronze Star Medal. At this time, I'd like to introduce Calvin King.
Give you this plaque from the county board.
Thank you.
And they've got a gift for you too, also, Calvin.
Thank you very much. On behalf of the county board, I'd like to take this and show our appreciation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
As always, Mr. King, thank you and all the other veterans for their service to the country and the community when they come back. It's always nice to see family members and supporters come and help us honor these, so far all men. At some point, we'll have a woman, I'm sure. So, thank you very much. Would anyone like to say anything on behalf of Mr. King? So often our men and women are so humble, they just don't want to say anything, and that's fine. We just like to allow them the opportunity. If someone would like to say something on his behalf, they're more than welcome to. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on in the agenda. Approve or disapprove. Oop, let's jump back. Bill, or Human Resources Employee Relations. Sorry, committee reports. Kathy.
No.
To sit you closer. You're all the way down there.
No report.
Behind Danny there.
He's getting there. He's getting there.
He's learning our names.
I'm even going to turn and look at you this time.
I'm sorry. Okay. Law Enforcement Emergency Management.
Okay, we'll start here with law enforcement. A couple items here that we touched on Monday. One of them, the windows on the jail. I guess I'll kind of defer to Gus on this because I don't know how much, I don't know if it's, you know, how much we really want to say about the windows at this point, or is it a safety hazard by saying that, you know, how much we really want to talk about it in an open session, I guess.
There's, well, all I can say is we're going to replace them. That's enough said. I brought it to the committee, and we came to a decision with some assistance outside sources, and that's just, I guess, where we'll leave it for now.
Okay.
We're going to try to do a couple things and get some quotes on it that might help eliminate some of those issues down the road, putting something on the outside, more of a screen louver system to eliminate that. So. Okay.
The second item, we discussed, we are moving forward with the video arraignment, and there is an agreement within Cartel. I believe the county attorneys agreed to it, and I guess we're going to move forward with that process. And then the third thing was the vehicle ad hoc committee has gotten together, and we have, I think everybody's got a copy of the fleet. I believe everybody's got one copy here and shows where we're at fleet-wise, and possibly that it would have been good if we'd had five or six of the pickups we'd bought last year instead of just three. But anyway, so that's it for law enforcement. As far as emergency management, I believe Mr. Stutzman is kind of getting comfortable and starting to know the lay of the land, and I think he's so far he's got his feet on the ground doing all right, and we'll see how it goes from here. I don't know, Tim, if you had anything you wanted to add other than that.
Not a lot. Just trying to absorb so it's all hidden in there. Yeah. Piece it together, fix it.
Yeah. No more first week occurrences. That if we have any more of that, we're going to have problems.
Right.
So, that was it.
Anything else for enforcement? No. Okay. Road and Bridge.
A few of these items we'll talk about later in the meeting. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, the overlay on the Philly Adams Road is finished?
I don't think, not quite
not
yet.
Quite?
No, not quite. They've got a very short number of miles left to do.
Okay.
And then I was out there the other day and visiting with Bob, and he was showing me place or two where the asphalt was cracking and it wasn't up to grade. So, I mean, there's, you know, he visited with me about the fact, I think most of you know, Bob, that they're going to fix some of these things before they leave and stuff. So, Bob's...
He's not having them put speed bumps in, is he?
No, he's not having them. Not yet.
We might need those in a few places.
But Bob's out there watching, and they are also, I'm just bringing up to date, the county's out there now with their trucks and stuff and putting some of that screenings back in, some of the driveways and stuff. They've been working on that the last couple of days already, and going to start working on the drop-off, what you call it. Galen said they're going to start grading some of that a little bit and stuff, so that we can hopefully make it a little safer, because the road really looks nice. I mean, it's...
PWF Road, they've started, I would guess, yesterday, and I drove this morning. They've got the first lift on the north side done, so that material is coming out of that new plant there that's set up south of the Wymore curve there. So if they move with that one like they did here, it probably won't be long, and, you know, I don't know that Galen would know more than I, but, you know, just a matter of, a week or guess, their part will be done on that particular road, if I'd have to guess. So, I mean, we'll have a lot of work, you know, like that afterwards. So it's progressing.
It's fairly impressive
fairly quick.
How quickly they can get
yeah.
that mm-hmm. stuff done.
Yeah, yeah. We had a landowners meeting on 6/17 of 14. Of all the landowners on the Hickory Road were present except for one, Deb said. So coming up again later in the meeting, where we'll discuss, approve or disapprove, to have Martinelli stake the right-of-way or the proposed new right-of-way there, so the people, and I'm that way, they can visually see it rather than looking at it on a piece of paper. This is where that boundary is going to be on my property. Now I can see it, and so it'll move things forward. So we'll talk about that later. Also, I think that would be a good thing. Armor coating, we talked about that, and unless you guys got something else, that's about it.
I think so.
No, on Hickory Road, the landowners meeting, Deborah's keeping in contact with the landowners. She's working at trying to procure easements and stuff, so that is progressing. And part of that is the staking part that we'll talk about later, so that they can see exactly what they're on their land where it's going to come at, but she's continuing to contact the landowners and visit with those. So very good meeting.
Anything additional related to the Road and Bridge Committee that you two would like to add, or
no? As of this morning, though, on the Adams Philly Blacktop, they had a mile and a half on the top lift on two lanes at the south end to complete, and then just like Myron said, a little bit of patching. So other than that, they'll be out of there today.
Wow. Myron, or Galen's throat's a little scratchy. He's been yelling, barking out orders, getting all this work done. So he's a little bit. There's no Husker games, so why would your throat be sore, right? Okay. More, anything else for committee reports? Nope. All right. Next would be approve or disapprove a resolution directing the highway superintendent to make a report on a possible road closing.
14-14.
I make a motion to approve.
Moved by Terry Jurgens.
Second. I'll second.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Second by Dorn. I waited. Second by Dorn. Discussion.
Matt, could I have Deb or Galen come up and explain this, what this is, and why we're going there?
Let's go ahead.
It's the World Cup.
He's a big soccer fan.
Deborah Brown, Gage County Highway. We've been having our own coffee sessions down there at the highway department, so Nancy's the only one that hasn't joined in with us. So
second half of the John Shunwell.
Yeah, I'm trying to put this together because the petition was for the whole mile. Mm-hmm. And we've already closed, or we're proposing to close, you've accepted the recommendation to close the east half. So now their recent letter is for the whole mile. And the petition is for the whole mile, but we just need to now close the west half. And that will make the whole mile, which is what everyone on the petition was wanting to do. So
that's what I was going to say. I mean, the people that signed that petition had signed it as far as closing the whole mile, and we ended up just doing half for some paperwork error, not on our fault, but and a few of the landowners said, hey, I signed that. I wanted you to do the whole mile,
that's
you know.
Right.
So that's why we're backing up and trying to do it, because the whole, if you know the road, you know, it needs to be closed. So.
And then once we do this, the study to close that, once Galen gets that forward, then we'll do one resolution that combines both sides to close it and to be approved, a final approval. Any questions?
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote 7-0. Approve. Next, approve or disapprove authorizing Manelli Wagner to stake the right-of-way for Hickory Road. A motion to approve or disapprove?
I make a motion to approve.
Moved by Jurgens.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion.
This was discussed briefly before at the landowners meeting. Everybody got a set of maps that was involved. But looking at those maps, it's really difficult to tell exactly where you're at. I think probably the consensus is that, you know, if that was staked out and the people, the landowners there can see, well, yeah, I see exactly where that's going now. It'll be a lot more comfortable for them to act and know just far where we're going and how far. So that was why we wanted to proceed with this as soon as we could to get that done. So,
and my impression of those who were there, specific to the landowners who will be affected most directly by their land, I think they were very maybe excited is an overstatement, but they wanted to know when's the start date, and so I think this is a great idea to let them know where it's going to be staked. And you know, I said at the meeting, this is, you know, we're in 4 decades, this is probably the closest we've come to really getting this thing going, and I think there's a huge amount of support by the landowners directly adjacent to the road.
I'd like to add one more thing. Deb put this sheet together for me. I said, well, how much actually acre-wise are these people sacrificing, lives sacrifice? On the phase one, which is the west mile or mile and a quarter, the total permanent easement the county would take is 5.41 acres. And the total temporary easement would be 2.1 acres. So in that mile and a quarter, that's the amount of total acres that will have to be
acquired.
Okay.
About 7.5.
Acquired, yeah. But so, I mean, so everybody's got an idea what we're talking about here, how much land's involved in it, so.
All right, have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Next is to approve, or basically we're just going to formally accept the resignation of Deborah Marshall Brown.
No, it says approve or disapprove.
Oh, so we have an option. Deborah, did you know that?
If we do not approve it, does that mean she has to stay?
Well, I'm thinking about offering an amendment to make that July 11th of 2016. Does anybody have any comments on that?
I just need a place for my dogs.
And again, you know, a lot of times we don't accept resignations for every specific employee, but because of the relationship that we've had with her professionally in the highway department and the project she's involved with, I felt that it warranted taking formal action here to accept it. So, need a motion to approve.
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Reluctantly.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Any discussion?
She's been the greatest, and I know Galen will miss her tremendously.
I'd just like to add that too, Matt. I mean, from where we were to where we are now, there's been huge strides made down there. So I'd like to thank her for what she's done.
I think probably it's safe to say all of Gage County thanks Deborah for, I mean, when you look at the bridges that we got done and some of the things that we got done, quite frankly, might not have gotten done without your help. So we really appreciate that.
Vote 7-0. All right. Next, let's go to approve or disapprove an agreement for emergency protective custody services between Region 5 Systems and Gage County for July 1, 2014 through June 30th, 2015.
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion.
Basically the same contract, they raised the rate to by $2. And I don't think that's been done there's been no change, at least that I know of, in the last 4 years.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Next is to approve or disapprove an amendment, number 9, to the food service contract between Gage County and CBM Managed Services, and this is the food contract for the jail. And what is Amendment 9, I guess, I'll ask?
Basically, on Amendment 9 is that every year they have an increase where our cost index is there for food from the Midwest, and then there'll be they go in three-year increments. Looks like it's about 2.5% again. The meal price varies depending on population. We're always on the high end. So basically what that means is we were paying $3.28 currently. The new contract would be doing $3.36 per meal. And with that, and I, like I told committee Monday, I've been extremely pleased with the company. They provide a lot of services to us. They provide all the help, purchase all the food, deal with all the benefit packages there. The big plus is they have a dietitian on staff, so they take care of the things I have to make sure jail standards says they have to have, to make sure they don't get food they shouldn't eat, like most of us probably do. But so anyway, our recommendation is to go ahead and we approve it. Like I said, they've been very good to work with. If we had any issues at all, they were on it like right now. They'll take care of special diet needs for any health reasons or religious reasons, so they're really on top of that game. So
it's not a contract for bread and water.
No, but I can show you the one that used to be years ago.
Need a motion to approve or disapprove?
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Any further discussion? Vote 7-0 to approve. Next, approve or disapprove a Windstream agreement for a new phone rate and internet.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Pardon me. Discussion. I'll speak to this, that we talked about this in Finance Committee 2 weeks ago, and wanting to know why the internet service, there's two lines that come in. There's one that comes in from Diode that provides, there's no drop in, what's the terminology? There's speed that comes into the EOC is exactly what it should be. And because that line is serviced separate from the rest of the courthouse, there's a drop, and we had Joe Blackburn come here and visit with us a little bit. There's a drop in coverage for the, I say coverage, and I'm just not IT enough to be able to say it correctly, so jump in, Doug or Scott, if you got the right terminology. But there's a decrease in the level of service at various times throughout the day, and Joe's recommendation was to have MIPS come in and also Diode come in and do a log and look at, were there any peaks? There was some discussion of the GIS workshop at Patty's office being taking up a lot of bandwidth, if you will, and that's housed not on our server someplace else, so that's not the issue. The log that we got doesn't really tell us a whole lot. One entity said, well, we can't do a log. Didn't really know what we were asking for. The peak times, there was one time at 7 o'clock at night that the internet activity was like, it should have been 12 or 14 and was 2. So it's very variable, and we just, quite frankly, I don't think we're getting the answers we're looking for. And here's an opportunity to do something different. I asked Dawn, I said, okay, is it an annoyance or does it affect county business? If it's an annoyance, you put up with it, it's slow. She's giving me the impression that it affects county business. So we've got a lot of folks that tap into that service, and this is an agreement. It's a 12. So let's see, this is the CDM food service. Which one? What's the duration of that agreement?
This one's just for a year.
So it's just a 1 year agreement to see if we can improve. And you know, the fact is, we don't do everything on paper anymore. A lot of the public records, a lot of the communications, and everything is electronic. And internet service. It's just imperative to have. And so the feedback that I've been getting from the other offices is that it does affect county business. If it didn't, I would say the heck with it. Stay where we're at. But
and that's kind of why I pursued trying to find some of this stuff, is because we get the calls from the other offices when either internet's down, they don't have internet, it's slow, what's going on, why is there a problem? This is where we're at.
And I appreciate everybody's patience over the last month while we've been digging into this and trying to figure out just exactly what was going on and which way we needed to go. And unfortunately, it sounds as though we haven't been able to really pinpoint as to what's going on or whatever. And, you know, I think at this point it's probably a good idea that we move forward doing this. Especially where they're giving us a 12-year contract and not making us sign...
12 months.
Excuse me, 12-month and not making us sign... Yeah. not making us sign a 5-year contract like they originally wanted. So.
And this will also lower our phone, long-distance phone calls. So basically we're paying, I think it was $85 more per month actually for the internet, when this would in reality cost us $1,000 a month for this speed that we're getting, but because we're lowering our bill by that much of the long distance rates, it's really costing us a small amount for the speed that we're, because we'll have 30 meg up and down.
And I guess I'm relying on the information that we get. I'm not an IT professional and never pretended to be, but we're having folks tell us that, you know, we shouldn't be operating the way we're operating, and our current provider, we're just not getting the answers we need, and we're having someone say, well, and we had an independent, we had Blackburn come and say, well, you've got an issue, and you shouldn't, and we're having a hard time ferreting out where that issue is.
And one thing that was discussed was the assessor site is open to the public, and it's a very popular thing for people to access, and people are constantly in and out of that system, and it chews up a lot of the space.
When I did get some further results here yesterday or the day before, and by diodes and MIPS both, through the week that MIPS tracked and then diode came in on one of those same days, the highest that we're getting is between 7 down and 6 up. That's the highest that we can get at any point, and then it drops. So I've got figures here for quality of speed, up, download, or quality of service, excuse me. And then there's also an accounting of the days as far as what our speed has been. Most of the times it gets maybe up to 5, but that's about it.
And we have, through our firewall, locked down a lot of non-work-related sites, so it's not that folks are opening up multiple.
Yeah,
should lock that down, because that was the first thing, is, okay, you know, how many sessions are open on a computer any given, but apparently they don't have the ability to do that.
Well, this actually was determined outside of our proxy server. So this went bypassed all of that and just checked the internet.
Thank you. One of those high costs of doing business. Modern era. Go back to teletype and microfiche. Say that right?
I do think, though, that we need to continue to try and keep our thumb on top of the IT in this building and continue to move forward with trying to get our hands around everything, all the capabilities of the equipment that we have bought over the years, and make sure that we're getting the most out of it. And whether that's just hiring a consultant, IT consultant, or, you know, I think we need to continue to look at that in the future and make sure we're staying on top of our capabilities in this building.
I would say I appreciated Blackburn coming in. We're not under any contract with him. Here's an independent guy coming and looking at it and giving us his opinion. So I think that's, you know, he doesn't have a financial interest one way or the other. He's just saying, here's what I see. So I thought that was valuable.
Very positive.
Yes.
Very much.
All right. We have a motion to second. If there's no further discussion, vote 7-0 to approve. The last thing on there is personnel. What's that? Just kind of an announcement here. The 2014 Tire Amnesty Recycling, Wednesday, August 13th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Thursday, August 14th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And this is, it's timed or until 300 tons have been collected. So no tires will be accepted after 300 tons or 5 p.m. on the 14th, whichever comes first. This is at the Gage County Fairgrounds parking lot. And the tonnage collection will be announced on Quibi. Quibe. How's that? How you supposed to say it now? Not supposed to say Quibi or whatever. And I don't know if you guys got a copy. This is the paper. I guess we can give Scott a copy if he wants to take it down there. So, okay, you guys have all that, so...
Since you brought up the extension, I forgot I had it on my notes here, too. I did visit with Paul Hay again about the contract. He has not heard back from the university yet as far as how we're going to word the funding and stuff. And I also did visit with him about the grounds out there and stuff. And that, and the next contract will have something in there who's going to take care of that. So,
I guess the Tire Amnesty, we should give credit to the people paying for this. University of Nebraska Extension Office, the County Board of Supervisors, Keep Beatrice Beautiful, Gage County Beautiful, Inc., and the Gage County Ag Society. And there's also grant funds through Nebraska Department of Environmental Quality, and Waste Reduction and Recycling Incentive Grant Fund. So several public groups and independent groups helping to get these tires out of there. So, Terry, drag them out of everywhere you got them.
I did that a long time ago.
Before you took off.
All right. If you hand that down to Scott, maybe. Can he have Scott have that? You don't have that copy. I'm assuming. Okay, last thing is I need a motion to go into a closed session to discuss personnel.
I move we go into closed session to discuss personnel.
For the protection of the public interest and needless injury to the reputation of an individual. Moved by Kathy. Seconded by.
Second.
Dennis.
Fires. Bye. What's your name?
Vote. 7-0. There'll be no action.
The menace.
Discussion.
The menace.
Let's see. Where are we? On. Okay.
Motion to come out of closed session, 10:53.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Byers. Vote. 7-0 to come out. Any other discussion? To the board of supervisors. Seeing none, we will be adjourned 10:54.